This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bulldogs Pride is the official LGBTI supporter group of the Western Bulldogs Football Club and aims to provide a safe and inclusive environment for all their members and allies. Joining us on the show tonight is Austin Fabry-Jenkins from Bulldogs Pride. Welcome to the show, Austin.
Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful. Well, first of all, let's talk a bit of footy. How are you enjoying season six of the AFLW so far? Obviously, the Bulldogs have had some setbacks with Izzy doing her ACL yet again, which was really sad. And also, of course, there's been a bit of a COVID outbreak, which all teams are going to have to deal with at some level during the season.
Yeah, look, obviously, I've only been able to see one Western Bulldogs game this season so far because we got ourselves into a situation where we didn't have 23 available players that could be selected, which was absolutely wild. Izzy Huntington doing her knee is pretty devastating, but I'm sort of hoping that maybe players like Nell Morris-Dalton, who's fairly young and who I've seen taking some good marks in the first round, that maybe she can step up in the forward line. And of course, we've got Bonnie Toogood back there, who is fantastic, and maybe Rocky Cranston, having added her in the off-season, that'll inject some kind of experience into the forward line and we can rely on her sort of big body back there. In terms of the rest of the season, I've been watching all the other matches, though, and just got to say the standard has increased yet again. I know we say it every year, but at the moment it's just absolutely unbelievable. Like, you're seeing girls snap it from 35 on the boundary and you're just seeing some beautiful ball movement through the centre. I've been especially impressed with Richmond this year and their improvement. Mm. Also the West Coast Eagles. I know they haven't won a game yet, but they've just been so much better. And I think their fans have got some things to look forward to in the next few weeks.
Yeah, although lost to Gold Coast on the weekend, which was a bit of a surprise for everybody.
That game was chaos. That was beautiful. I just tuned into the last. I was in a doctor's surgery and I went, oh, I'm just going to tune into the last quarter of this game. I watched 8 minutes and I saw five goals and it was just the most unbelievable thing I've seen in months.
It's fantastic where you can watch footy these days anywhere on your phone, tablet. It's the modern world at the moment.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I must have looked a bit odd in the doctor's office because I just jaw on the floor.
Austin, tell us a little bit about Bulldogs Pride. How did it form? Why do you exist? And tell us a little bit why you joined as well.
So Bulldog Pride formed, I think, 5 years ago now. We formed in 2017. The reason we effectively formed was at the time there were a couple of LGBTIQ supporter groups for different clubs that were around. Namely the Purple Bombers for Essendon and the Pink Magpies for Collingwood were probably, and Adelaide have had a long-term one as well. They're kind of the three big ones. And they got together and tried to push and organise for other clubs to be able to have these supporter groups because in terms of our advocacy with the AFL, there's a lot of strength in numbers. So if every club can have a supporter group, then, you know, we can all advocate together and we can get better outcomes. So we were supported initially by some mates in the Purple Bombers and the Pink Magpies who effectively just went through their friend list on Facebook to find people who they knew were LGBTIQ and who liked the Western Bulldogs Football Club Facebook page. And they were able to find three people and we kind of all met together in a pub to say, you know, all right, we can make a supporter group. That sounds like a lot of fun. And for me particularly, I'd loved footy my whole life. I'm quite obsessed with it. I'm a self-described footy nuffy. I drifted away from it after I'd come out because it didn't feel like those two communities kind of fit together. And then when the AFLW marquee matches were happening, it felt like maybe that was something I could get back into. And then this opportunity came up of, well, let's actually have, you know, groups of LGBTIQ people going to the footy together and maybe make some new friends and do some advocacy. And we were pretty much immediately embraced by the club. We had a lot of people come to our first event and it's kind of just kicked on from there for the next 5 years.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about kind of inclusivity, and I've made some really great friends out of this whole experience. And I think even myself as an LGBTIQ person, the experience of running this group has really changed like my perspective of the community. Like before I was part of this group, I probably didn't have any asexual friends. I didn't know people who identified with kind of more niche sexualities, for lack of a better term. And now I know people who identify as omni and polysexual, and I know what the colours of the gender fluid flag are, and I've become, I think, like a lot more accepting even among kind of the diversity of the community. And I just enjoy learning about new things and learning about, you know, people who I maybe haven't encountered before.
A little bit more about that and the Bulldogs Pride. For somebody to get involved in your group, what can they expect to get out of the group? What does it look like to be a member of Bulldogs Pride?
Yeah, so we run a lot of social events, which we've got the Pride Round coming up this week, obviously. So we'll be at Midsummer Carnival, and then we'll be at the actual AFLW Pride match with our stall. When it comes to where we sit at the games, we usually sit with the cheer squad, both at men's and women's matches, but especially at the women's matches. So we've got a really great relationship with the Western Bulldogs cheer squad, which means we can kind of, you know, wave a big rainbow flag behind the goals, which is always really exciting. We also do a lot of pre-match meetups, like picnics in the park or pub nights. We try to keep it as diverse as possible, so it's family friendly. Some of the events are family friendly. Some of the events are a bit more boozy. So, you know, hopefully we can kind of cater to all sorts of people and what they're trying to get out of it. And we also do a lot of advocacy, both with our club and with the AFL, in trying to create more inclusive practices. So our committee at the moment, we work on a flat structure. So if you want to do some volunteering, if you want to come to meetings with the club, if you want to help set up stalls or do anything like that, or if you've got any brand new ideas, we just kind of welcome everyone to participate if that's what they want to do as well. Or you can just be a member and turn up to the boozy events and make some friends.
I'm one of the coordinators of Hawks Pride as well, Austin, so I will see you at Midsummer. And one of the things I love about our groups is that we've missed a lot of this opportunity, but, you know, getting together before games and hanging out with the other supporter groups from the opposition teams as well. So I had a sticky beak at your Instagram, and I noticed the Bulldogs Pride group is the guard of honour at the Pride game as well.
Yes.
How special is that to your group?
The guard of honour is actually just the best kind of experience. We were disappointed, I think, in general, not at any particular person last year, that we couldn't do it because of COVID. We've done it every year at the Pride match, and it's always just a really kind of nice time to go out there and just look super queer and just be who you are on the oval and watch the teams running out. We kind of have the thing that we do at Bulldog Pride is we try to make our guard of honor look as diverse as possible and like as outlandish as possible usually. So I think one year we had heaps of drag queens. We had, you know, we were able to get people with disabilities onto the field, and we had every single different pride flag waving, because we just want people to know when you're watching the AFLW Pride match, like, it's not just a space for lesbians or bisexual women or gay men. It's for all types of people. Even if you're considered really, really different, if you're just really not the typical of what society expects, you've still got a welcome space at the footy, and it's about all of us together.
That's a really good way of putting it. The Pride Guernseys are a big part of the Pride Round too, and something we all enjoy buying and seeing all the teams sporting all the rainbow colours. Last year, the Bulldogs put out a Guernsey that had, you know, I think all of the flags that represented our community. So everything from pansexual, non-binary, lesbian, gay, all those different flags. What's the design mean this year? And do you know much about the design?
We actually haven't seen it yet. It is being kept under lock and key. Yeah. I think So I saw before that the Bulldogs have actually posted a teaser article about the history of the different Pride jumpers. So I think they've kind of cottoned on to the fact that it can be a really big event and a really exciting event to announce what it's going to look like. So they're getting a bit more secretive about it every year. So we've got just as much idea as everyone else and are very excited to see what they've come up with.
Well, we'll stay tuned for that. So we'll see what happens this week.
I hope it's like the Brownlow Medal where the armour guard come in with the suitcase with the jumper in there. Maybe it might be something like that.
It's getting a bit like that. Like we met with our club liaison person the other day and we went, oh, what's it going to look like? And she was very coy and was like, I have absolutely no idea. And we sort of a little bit jokingly, gently accused her of lying and that she totally knew. And she went, oh, no, actually, it's just, I'm not allowed to know. It's completely secret. It's just with the design team.
That's fantastic.
Now, for our listeners who may have a few spare hours this weekend and might just want to jump in and be a part of Bulldogs Pride, is there an opportunity for just anybody to turn up on the day and potentially sit with Bulldogs Pride?
Yeah, so you have to get a ticket to the Pride match, which is just the regular booking. So through Ticketek, I think it's $10 for adults and free, or $5 for children. I don't know. I don't have children. but definitely $10 for adults. So long as you've got a ticket to the game, we'll then be sitting in the cheer squad section, which is on the steps behind the goals at the West Footscray Station end of the ground. In the past, we've actually sat on the hill on the other side, but we're really excited to have this spot this year because it means for people with disabilities and accessibility needs, you can actually sit down in the cheer squad. So we're really excited to have the new spot.
Wonderful.
Well, fantastic. Thanks. Yeah, thanks so much, Austin, for joining us tonight. And we wish Bulldogs Pride all the best for the game this weekend and also for the rest of the season. Now, I do have to tell you that we'll probably say the same thing to Carlton Pride as well.
Oh, look, that seems reasonable. And also at this point, it's an achievement if we feel the team.
Yeah, that's true.
At this point, I'm like, hey, we've got some terrific players in the West Brunswick Magpies first. Maybe we could just dip into that because
just keep going deeper and deeper.
At this point, like mixed netball rules apply. Like just call your friends. If you can hold the ball, we might feed you. It's a bit like where the Melbourne Stars were at the BBL a couple of weeks ago.
Well, we could do a code brown for the football, just like they've done with the hospital system.
Yeah. Call everyone back from leave.
Thanks so much, Austin. Thank you very much for joining us on Joy 94.9's AFLW Pride Round Special.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.